You are going to listen to a radio phone interview with a scientist called Dr. Judy Harris, who is talking about the biggest environmental problems facing the world today. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D for each question, 1 to 6. Put a cross in the correct box. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
On today's program, with me on the phone, I'm delighted to say that we have the eminent scientist, Dr. Judy Harris. Judy and I are going to have a brief chat about the biggest environmental issues facing the world today. Welcome, Judy. You there?
Yes. Hello there.
Well, Judy, anything to do with the environment is certainly a hot topic at the moment. We're constantly hearing about climate change, but I'm guessing this isn't the only problem we need to address, right?
Yes, indeed. Obviously, we're well aware that global warming due to CO2 emissions is accelerating climate change. This is threatening the survival of millions of people, plants, and animals by causing meteorological events like droughts, fires, and floods. There's a definite pattern as these are becoming increasingly frequent and more extreme. So we really should take more immediate action to reduce their effects and adapt to their consequences.
Without a doubt, yes. Extreme meteorological phenomena like the ones you've just mentioned are scarily common now, aren't they?
Yes. Global warming is increasing the intensity of droughts, hurricanes, and heat waves. That's the problem. And many places just aren't equipped to deal with these extreme weather events. Governments need to make much more of an effort, not only to minimize the number of these catastrophes, but also to teach humankind how we can better defend ourselves from them and respond to them more successfully once they do occur.
Absolutely. And what about our oceans? We're in a bit of a mess there, aren't we?
Well, our oceans have become a giant dumping ground for plastic, and that's putting the survival of animals that live in our oceans at risk as they get tangled up in it. As well as that, there are other serious environmental problems related to oceans, such as the dumping of things that cause pollution, wastewater, and fuel spills. The United Nations wants protected areas to be better managed. They also want to introduce more controls on the overfishing of our oceans.
Right. You mentioned pollution in our oceans, but what about pollution in the atmosphere?
Yes, that's a huge problem. The World Health Organization, or the WHO, estimates that 90% of humanity breathes polluted air. It's calling for a reduction in air pollution to reduce the numbers of illnesses that cause people problems with their breathing. That would prevent 7 million deaths a year. Just imagine! Contaminated water also causes major health problems and millions of deaths a year too. The WHO encourages more treating of wastewater so that it becomes fit for use.
Makes sense. What else needs to be done, Judy?
We need to step up our efforts in protecting biodiversity. I mean, recently published statistics show that we've already lost an estimated 8% of known animal species, and a shocking 22% of species are now at risk of dying out, mainly due to the destruction of their habitats. orangutans in Borneo, for instance. Threats to these habitats, like deforestation, need to be eliminated so that biodiversity can do well once again.
I read an interesting article the other day about sustainable urban development.
That's another issue. The growth of cities, which will need to accommodate around 5 billion people by 2030, is another of this decade's big environmental challenges. The cities of the future will need to be compact, safe, inclusive, ecological, and energy efficient, with more green spaces and more environmentally friendly buildings, both commercial buildings like shopping centres and domestic dwellings, and more sustainable methods of transport that put the needs of pedestrians above those of traffic.
Very interesting. And 2030 isn't too far away either.
Indeed. Finally, and following on from this, there's the problem of overpopulation. Obviously, where you have people, you have waste. The United Nations expects the population of the world to exceed 8.5 billion by 2030. So that means we're being forced to drastically reduce the amount of waste we generate. Not least because we seem to be doing more shopping than ever before, resulting in more containers and wrapping. And we need to do this through prevention, reuse, and recycling. We often refer to this as the circular economy, and the aim of it is to minimize our impact on health and the environment. For instance, electrical devices can be designed in such a way that they're easier to repair, and plastics recycled into pellets for making new plastic products.
I like the idea of the circular economy, actually. Well, it's been enlightening talking to you, Judy. Thanks so much for joining us. On today's program, with me on the phone, I'm delighted to say that we have the eminent scientist, Dr. Judy Harris. Judy and I are going to have a brief chat about the biggest environmental issues facing the world today. Welcome, Judy. You there?
Yes. Hello there.
Well, Judy, anything to do with the environment's certainly a hot topic at the moment. We're constantly hearing about climate change, but I'm guessing this isn't the only problem we need to address, right?
Yes, indeed. Obviously, we're well aware that global warming due to CO2 emissions is accelerating climate change. This is threatening the survival of millions of people, plants, and animals by causing meteorological events like droughts, fires, and floods. There's a definite pattern as these are becoming increasingly frequent and more extreme. So we really should take more immediate action to reduce their effects and adapt to their consequences.
Without a doubt, yes. Extreme meteorological phenomena, like the ones you've just mentioned, are scarily common now, aren't they?
Yes. Global warming is increasing the intensity of droughts, hurricanes, and heat waves. That's the problem. And many places just aren't equipped to deal with these extreme weather events. Governments need to make much more of an effort not only to minimize the number of these catastrophes, but also to teach humankind how we can better defend ourselves from them and respond to them more successfully once they do occur.
Absolutely. And what about our oceans? We're in a bit of a mess there, aren't we?
Well, our oceans have become a giant dumping ground for plastic, and that's putting the survival of animals that live in our oceans at risk as they get tangled up in it. As well as that, there are other serious environmental problems related to oceans, such as the dumping of things that cause pollution, wastewater, and fuel spills. The United Nations wants protected areas to be better managed. They also want to introduce more controls on the overfishing of our oceans.
Right. You mentioned pollution in our oceans, but what about pollution in the atmosphere?
Yes, that's a huge problem. The World Health Organization, or the WHO, estimates that 90% of humanity breathes polluted air. It's calling for a reduction in air pollution to reduce the numbers of illnesses that cause people problems with their breathing. That would prevent 7 million deaths a year. Just imagine! Contaminated water also causes major health problems and millions of deaths a year too. The WHO encourages more treating of wastewater so that it becomes fit for use.
Makes sense. What else needs to be done, Judy?
We need to step up our efforts in protecting biodiversity. I mean, recently published statistics show that we've already lost an estimated 8% of known animal species, and a shocking 22% of species are now at risk of dying out, mainly due to the destruction of their habitats. Orangutans in Borneo, for instance. Threats to these habitats, like deforestation, need to be eliminated so that biodiversity can do well once again.
I read an interesting article the other day about sustainable urban development.
That's another issue. The growth of cities, which will need to accommodate around 5 billion people by 2030, is another of this decade's big environmental challenges. The cities of the future will need to be compact, safe, inclusive, ecological, and energy efficient, with more green spaces and more environmentally friendly buildings, both commercial buildings like shopping centres and domestic dwellings, and more sustainable methods of transport that put the needs of pedestrians above those of traffic.
Very interesting. And 2030 isn't too far away either.
Indeed. Finally, and following on from this, there's the problem of overpopulation. Obviously, where you have people, you have waste. The United Nations expects the population of the world to exceed 8.5 billion by 2030. So that means we're being forced to drastically reduce the amount of waste we generate. Not least because we seem to be doing more shopping than ever before, resulting in more containers and wrapping. And we need to do this through prevention, reuse, and recycling. We often refer to this as the circular economy, and the aim of it is to minimize our impact on health and the environment. For instance, electrical devices can be designed in such a way that they're easier to repair, and plastics recycled into pellets for making new plastic products.
I like the idea of the circular economy, actually. Well, it's been enlightening talking to you, Judy. Thanks so much for joining us.